Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, today it's a return to my 101 series where I provide information from the novice to the expert. Because you see, we can always learn from someone else. And again, I'm always learning from someone, so I get to share information with you as well. Well, this is vacation time for many Americans, and that's why the 101 series has returned. You see, last week, I rented two kayaks, one for myself, one for Gabby. But wait, don't you, Joey B. See, I'm talking to myself out loud. Own a fleet of kayaks, paddleboards, and a couple canoes thrown in? Yes. Well, for me, here's the deal. If I was going to take the kayaks for the two of us to where we were going, I would have had to load the kayaks and all the gear here, get to the arrival point, unload them, secure them, make sure they stayed secured, take all the extra gear indoors, and then if we use them, I'd have to load them again, secure or unsecure the gear, go to where we're going, unload them, use them, load them, come back, secure them, then load them again to take them home. And I just said, you know what? On this trip, it will be easier just to go to a place and rent. But you see, if you're going to rent kayaks, paddleboards, or canoes, because that's really the whole title. I had to shorten it up where it just says kayak and paddleboard. And I didn't want poor canoe people to feel out of place. No, it's important because I grew up in canoes my whole life. And I will get to that as well. So let's discuss all of this, the pros and cons of renting all three of these. Because this is the 101 series, I highly recommend for rookie watercraft people not to rent canoes until you know your balance is what is needed to stay afloat. So I will get into all of that. And I'm also at the very end going to throw in like all the extra things that you need to either know or need to bring to make your experience a very good one. See, I grew up, and as I mentioned, personally, I love canoes, been inside them from childhood, have fished my way across America inside of them. But here's the deal. For any rental, and this is like if I'm going on vacation somewhere, if I was going out for a meal, the first thing I always say to somebody maybe in the lobby is a local person, I say to them, if you were going to buy a meal, where would you go? Like, what is your favorite place to go? And that's how I learned, because the locals know it all. And I also would say the same thing if you're, say, you're arriving at a resort area and there's a few places to, you know, rentals of different products. I'd say, if you were going to rent a canoe, a kayak, a paddleboard, where would you go? So you get that information. Then the next thing I want to do is I want to check prices, because prices do vary between vendors. And the other thing you want to know, do they accept credit cards? Some are just cash businesses, but you need to know that when you get there, because some people go, I just got my credit card. Oh, sorry, you can't rent it, sir. Well, when you get to the location, before you, because they're typically always busy, you know, with other people, you want to inspect the gear. You want to check the gear out. You want to make sure that your canoes, your kayaks don't have like patches on them. The paddleboards don't have cracks in them. And you want to make sure that they are clean. And this is really neat. Where Gab and I rented the other day, they actually, with the paddles, and I'll get to them in a second, but they actually had two bins. One said used, so in other words, when you were done, you put it there. And the other pile said clean. They were actually wiping them down, you know, obviously with all the COVID that's going on. I was really impressed with that little piece. Now, it doesn't matter, and I'm going to talk about kayak and paddleboard. You want to make sure that they are sized correctly, the paddles, the kayaks, all every bit of it. And I'm going to break down all three rentals right now. So let's start with kayaks. If you have the opportunity, you would like to rent, especially if you are a rookie, a sit-on-top kayak, because they are unsinkable. And you know what? If you happen to be, and I mentioned this, happen to be a good swimmer, you could swim off of them. Well, don't just like swim off of them without someone being near you, because a current will take your flotation device, your kayak, away from you. And then you are in a bit of trouble at that point. But again, if you want to moor them up, and that means tie them together or something like that, you can do that. I actually have a children's kayak in my fleet, and the back part of it is made so a child can, you know, go off the side and go swimming off of it. And it's like a little ramp where they can climb right out off the back of the kayak and back into the kayak. So just something for you to think about. So if you're going to be going, and I would recommend this, if you're a rookie, you're on slow water, a lake, a reservoir, something like that, a calm river, no white rapids. Again, if you happen to be the expert and you're listening to this, okay, so you learn a little bit of information, and can you go on faster moving water? The answer is obviously yes, because you know the ins and outs of it. So if you're not using a sit on top, they will be renting touring kayaks. And those are the ones with a cockpit in them. Well, they're fine. They're good, especially if you're a number one, experience, but if you're inexperienced, they're still fine as long as you're going slow. But you need to know this. If you flip inside of one of those, then you've got to actually, and it's a chore, paddle yourself. When I say paddle, you're swimming in the water and holding onto your kayak and swim yourself, paddle with your arm back to shore, because you need to flip that kayak over, get the water out of it before you go back inside of it, and make sure it's not a real cool day. Otherwise, it's a real cool experience, I assure you. Now, going with that, let's talk about PFDs, your personal flotation device. And if you are a little bit older, life vest, you know, either one, they work. Make sure that they fit correctly, because there are sizes from the tiny youth all the way up to extra large adults, tall people, big folks. So I'm going to let you know that you want to make sure that they do fit well, and inspect them before you do the rentals, and make sure you're not getting some slipshod old PFD. You want something that's good for you. Now, I'm going to talk to everyone out there, experienced down to the novice, about the PFD law. I don't like it at all, never have, always speak out against it. It says that if you are in a watercraft, the PFD has to be in the craft. It doesn't have to be on you. So you're on a boat with six people and you have six flotation devices. There's all different types. I'm talking about like, you know, a motorized boat, and they're tucked away somewhere. Well, the boat flips over. Well, where's your flotation device? You don't know. And I saw something many years ago on ESPN Saturday mornings between shows. They used to give all these just like outdoor tips. And there was a ranger on there, and he said the number one type of person who drowns in a lake, river, or whatever, he says, is a swimmer. And you go, well, how can that be? Because when your craft flips over and it hits you in the head and you're knocked out, you're sort of done for it. So I share that with you. I am telling you, if you're with me, the rule is, I don't care about the law, this is the Joey B rule, your PFD is on, and it's on from beginning to end. And skinny water, which is happens to be shallow water, people go, ah, I can just take it off right here, or I'm going for a swim, and I'll just, no, it stays on. Heavy water, deeper water, it stays on. Well, Gab and I were in a reservoir, so part of our time was in skinny water. No big deal, you're looking for fish. We saw a bed of snails, we kayak through some fry, some baby fish, and then we went into heavy water, well, deeper water. Well, we came back to skinny and back and forth. Well, the PFD stayed on the whole time. Now, this next thing, and I need to mention this as well, about drinking alcohol. Save your adult beverages for when your trip is done. Alcohol and water absolutely do not mix. Every year, so I was going to say one person, but across the country, a number of people drown because they've mixed the two. You know, yeah, you're done, you're showered up. And to me, that's about the perfect time. You want to sit down, throw your feet up, or you're near a campfire, throw your feet up, alcohol at that point, fine. During the adventure, not at all. Now, going back to gear for your kayaks, the paddles, they are measured in centimeters. I happen to be 5'11". I happen to like, because I've experienced many different paddles, a 240-centimeter paddle just seems right for me. And if you're the novice paddler, you're going, well, how do I do this? And hopefully, you know that you're in a good rental place when the person who's renting you is instructing you on how to put the PFD on. Does it fit well? All of that. The right size kayak for you all. And if they're not, and you get like Joey Schmo guy doing it, well, then I'm going to let you know that real simple paddle with a kayak is paddle. The paddle goes in by your toes, out by your hip. In by your toes, out by your hip. And you're just alternating, and that's what you're doing. So real simple. Now, let's go to paddle boards. Well, buoyancy. Let's make sure two things, that you have good balance, and I'm going to get to that in a second. And the other thing is that you have a paddle board that is the right size for you. And the example I want to give you is I was out a couple years back with my nephew, Wyatt, who happens to be 6'7". And he'd never paddleboard before. He says, will you bring your board? I said, absolutely. So I bring my board out. I am in a canoe because at this point in time, I only had one paddleboard, and I'll get to that in a second. And Wyatt, who's a real good athlete, every now and then he'd fall off the board. And I'm going, like, in my mind, I'm going, how is this good athlete falling off the board? And then I realized that when you're 6'7", his feet were on the edges of the board. The board was not wide enough for him. And then you look at the back of the board, and because of his weight at 6'7", major athlete guy, the back of the board was actually underwater, submerged a little bit, going, this board does not fit him. So I go to Ramsey Outdoor, chat with them, and they are awesome people with me. They're one of my great advertisers for years. They're just wonderful people. And they give me the largest paddleboard known. It's made for fishing, and it's made for guys that are 6'7", who can actually dance on the board. So it's super buoyant. I have actually fished off of it. I actually have a fishing cooler with little places on all four corners of the coolers to put your rods. And what they don't tell you on that is, if you happen to flip over, those rods will float away. So I created leashes for my fishing rods so I don't lose them. And the cooler is lashed down, tied down to the paddleboard. They make the little clips that you can do all that. So I just thought I'd throw that little bit in there. But the most important part is about making sure that you have the right size board. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So if you're going to use a paddleboard, make sure that you are in calm water. And here's a key. Most people think, and you're starting to fall, you try to maintain, and hey, it's just natural. You try to maintain your balance. But when you know that you are going over, many people just try to fall and like, oh, they're coming down, grab onto the board. Well, guess what? You're falling. To prevent injuries, it is recommended that you fall away from the board. Again, you got a PFD on, so you fall away from the board. And even if you let go of the paddle, as you're hitting the water, I would hold on to it all the way because you don't want to fall on that. The paddle will float. So the first thing you do is want to fall safely because, again, you land like with your shoulder going down onto the board because you try to hang on. Well, you can cause bodily injury, head injury. We don't want that. Just fall away. And, you know, if your balance is good, that's great, and you probably won't have any falls at all. But, hey, it happens to most people. You know, they're going to have a fall every now and then. And the next thing is, and this is for you to think about, family members, et cetera, the people you're going with, your friends, are they strong enough to climb back on the board if they fall off? So here you are in the middle of a reservoir and somebody falls off and they're not strong enough to climb back on the board. Well, what do you do? So now you're going to have to paddle all the way to shore. And it's the same thing as, you know, if your cockpit, your touring kayak flipped over. So you want to try to, you know, stay away from that. So paddle boards, it is a different type of stroke and paddle for the paddleboard versus the kayak. So you want to have the rental person instruct you on how to stand. And there's a simple way, a real simple technique on how to stand and how to paddle. You will cover less distance with a paddleboard than you could in a kayak, or go in different places to tiny little skinny water and coves and things. So I would recommend that everyone's on a paddleboard, or you know, everyone's in a canoe, or everyone's in a kayak, and doing it that way if you're renting as a family or friends. And as I mentioned to you with Wyatt, it was just only because we had the one paddleboard at that time. Now I've got a couple paddleboards, so many people can go paddleboarding together on the Joey B experience. So I would say this. You do it that way, it's like an all or none. So now let's go to canoes. I say that canoes are the for the 101 experienced people, and in calm water, well, if you happen to be the novice, definitely in calm water. And you want to attach all of your gear to the canoe in case it flips. And I am telling you now, and I'll give you a story. My friend Nancy Nolte, you probably know the actor Nick Nolte. Well, I'm good friends with his sister, Nancy, and for many years. And Nancy's just like, one of the most wonderful people I've ever met in my lifetime. One of the most generous people I've ever met. You know, she'll have people up to her farm, and just awesome person. So one day I'm going up there with my two good buddies, Coach Bania, Coach Harb, and we're going to go do a little fishing. Nancy has this great pond, big old bass inside of it, and there's, you know, huge crappie and pickerel and lions and tigers and bears. No, that's not. But anyway, so I say to these guys, make sure your gear is attached. They're going to go out in the canoe. And I just figured I'd fish from the dock or fish from shore. So they're out there. It's a late March day, but we happen to hit a warm March day. So it's in the 60s, which by us, the snows have just melted and 60 degrees feels like a summer day at that juncture. So they're out there and I'm, large pond and a couple acres. And I just hear this psh, and I look down there and there are two coaches in the water, a canoe flipped over and their gear just floating across the top as they're scurrying, not for the canoe, but trying to collect their gear and their fishing rods before they are sinking to the bottom of the pond. And, you know, I got a big old smile on my face because and you guys know this, when something happens to your friends, you get a smile. What happens to you at that moment, it is not fun. Well, later on, you get to laugh about things, but at that juncture. So we get them out and get them to shore. Their gear is safe. And then we've got to make sure that they have dry clothes. And, oh, they don't have dry clothes. I'll get to that later on in the show. So I just want to talk to you about, if you're going to go canoeing, it is, you know, the perfect vessel to fish in. It's also the perfect vessel for camping gear. So if you're going canoe camping, and I've done that, as a matter of fact, one of our most fun trips with friends a couple moons back was on the Saranac Lakes upstate New York. Just a wonderful canoe camping trip that's up there. Now, let's talk about, you know, these guys flipped over. So how do you protect your gear? Well, they make dry bags, and they are not expensive. Dry bags of all sizes. So you can get a dry bag that your sleeping bag is going to fit into. And there are dry bags in little cases for your car keys, because you never thought about this. But if your car keys, especially with the key itself, which has a computer chip inside of it, your little ba-doop thing, if you have to replace those, believe it or not, they cost like $300, sometimes even more, up to $500 to replace. You do not want to get them wet. You do not want to lose them. They make these little flotation devices for boat keys, but I wouldn't, with a car key, recommend that you just clip one of those on, because you go, if it falls in the water, it'll float well. If water gets inside of it, it's floating, but it doesn't work. So I share that with you. And then with me, hey, we're renting the kayaks, and the last thing I say to the guy is, hey, can I leave my keys here? Sure. He puts them in, he says, just, you know, if I'm not here, I'm at lunch, somebody else is here. And he showed me where he's putting the keys under the counter, so I knew where my keys were, because I didn't want to have to worry about losing them. Now, if you're going to take a camera with you, your phone with you, you want to make sure, number one, they have waterproof cases on top of them. Then you want to make sure that they are either attached to your wrist by lanyards or they're attached somehow to the craft. You see, when we would film with the Joey B team, we have one underwater camera, and I made sure I created a leash that would attach to, as we would be in kayaks when we're doing the filming, I would attach a leash from the kayak to the camera, because if the kayak flipped, at least I know I can pull up the leash, and all of a sudden there is my camera. And we made the leash long enough that if you need to film with it, you can pick it up and film and put it down and film. So that was important that you know that. Now, these are important items to prep whether you are the experienced or the novice. Sunblock, very important. Hats to protect yourself from sun, very important. And so you know, when if you are going swimming, or I'll just even use you're in the ocean because there's lots of friction in the ocean. I'm not talking about canoe, kayak, paddleboard in the ocean. This is all fresh water today. Well, I am letting you know that there's friction when you're in the water and you're swimming around. So there's a greater need to reapply. And all those sunblocks that talk about, and sunscreens that talk about, well, we're sweat-proof and all this, forget about that. Make sure you're reapplying. Very important. Hydration. Hydration is absolutely important in any activity you're doing. So you want to have hydration with you when you're off doing your activity. But I always have a cooler in my truck of extra waters or whatever you're drinking. If you're a Gatorade person, I happen to be a water person. So if that's what you just make sure that there's extra inside there, because somebody's going to say, well, I dropped mine, I lost mine, it is, I don't have one. You make sure that it's there. You bring food with you, and food in a dry bag. That's key if you're going out onto the water. And I then say food in your cooler for the after, because you just burnt a lot of energy as well as you needing to rehydrate. And I am a quality food guy. I don't say fruit guy, but I'm going to get into fruits in a second. I am happen to be an organic guy too. So I'd say quality fruits, nuts, crackers. When Gab and I were done and we actually had a little tailgate, because see, I have a pickup truck, so I really do have a tailgate. So we always tailgate when we go somewhere. So you open up the cooler, we pulled it in a shady place under some trees, and open up the cooler, and there are a water, and we had some cheeses and some vegetables and some crackers. And since cherries are in season, I always say I have favorite fruits, but it's like, what season is it? And this happens to be cherry season. So we had the greatest cherries in the whole wide world. So we've got that. Now, let's go to you're going out to do this water crafty stuff and it's your first time. Well, you need water shoes. And if you don't have them, they sell inexpensive ones. You could even go with flip-flops. But plan on with flip-flops, if you lose them, that you do have a second pair of something in the truck. And I always have extra towels in the truck. For example, I have got to have a sandals. So when I am done, I dry my feet off. And I then typically put them either in a pair of Adidas sandals to drive home, or I am drying them off thoroughly and, you know, putting a pair of, you know, running shoes or my Adidas Sambas on, you know, going there. And no, I don't get any money by Adidas. Just happen to be wearing those products for my lifetime. So I thought I'd just share that with you. So when you're paddleboarding, if you can get to the paddleboard barefoot safely, that's great. Other than that, you throw a pair of flip-flops. They're on the paddleboard. If you happen to lose them, when you get back to the truck, your car, you got an extra pair of something to put on. You all want to have a change of clothes. I don't care if you're an expert, because things happen. Every now and again, somebody flips. Buddy Coach Gorski has the upside down club. He's got these little awards he gives out to people if he's canoeing or kayaking or paddleboarding with somebody and they flip over, they join his upside down club. And I have seen all different people flip in. So make sure you've got that change of clothes inside you. Sometimes you're just sitting in the kayak or whatever and you get a little water on your bottom there and you don't want to sit in the truck on the way home, car on the way home, a little wet. So you got your change of clothes, all that. And if you are interested in, you know, getting into this as a, we'll call it a sport, a great activity, then I would recommend this. Rent first and rent what you're looking to buy. If you're looking to buy kayaks that are cockpit, then rent that type and spend a day and maybe another day renting with your family and friends to see if that's or maybe then you want to rent the sit-on-top kayaks. So rent what you're thinking to buy to make sure, because, hey, it is an investment. So make sure you say to yourself, this I really love doing, and then this is something that I'm going to put some dollars in so there's an investment. You know, and sometimes people say, well, I'm just going to get a kayak. Well, that's great. But do you go out solo? Because if you're not going out solo, then guess what? You're now buying two kayaks or whatever the gear you're looking to get into. So here's my day. The 101 is all for teaching you to having some fun, to getting out. And today with this is having a safe day out on the water. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.